Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the ace in the hole back on January 18th has been dealt out of the Hoosier basketball stack for this one tonight against Penn State. James Blackman Jr., who, as you know, hit the game winner at the buzzer in Happy Valley to beat the Nittany Lions 78-75. He'll miss his second straight game tonight. So the Hoosiers on the McCracken court just going to have to find a way to score points. It's putting it mildly. But that's the current state of the state. And
got to do a much better job of keeping them off the foul line and get fouled ourselves. And Tony Carr drew six fouls in that game against us last time. Got to do a better job of guarding him. And like anything else right now, when you take James out of the equation, we've got to figure out a way to score points. You know, we've got to find out how can we get easier baskets? How can we get to the foul line, like I mentioned? How can we – the bottom line, it's like free throws. There's a bigger worry when you're not getting them. So we've got to make sure that we're getting them. It's the same way with the open shots. If you're constantly having to take tough shots to have a chance, that's another story. If you're missing open shots, it's just a matter of time. That's going to be important in this game. But like anything else, it's going to come down to the rebounding and the transition defense.
Coach Tom mentioning Tony Carr. He was 10 of 11 from the line. Penn State shot 31 free throws, outscored the Hoosiers from the line a couple of games back, 21-9, and Indiana allowed the Lions to pluck off 15 offensive rebounds, good for 17 second chance points. And the turnovers and points off those, well, that's just got to drop drastically, home court or no home court. Early tip tonight at 6:30. High school hoops. South ventures over to Patriot Hall to take on OV tonight. Owen Valley at 7:30. JR's purple and white back in the coach's top 25, and they should be in 17th. They've reeled off 8 straight, 12 of its last 13. They stand 14-3. In the zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Thursday night hoops coming up tomorrow night on the airwaves. Andy Hodson's 7-7 maroon and gold looking for its seventh straight win over an Edgewood Mustang club. But standing at 12-7 coming over from Ellettsville, Andy is 0-0 against J.B. Neal. And, well, the back-to-back WIC champs come into North, the McKinney court. Well, they're put together a little bit differently, as Coach Andy was telling me.
They run a lot of stuff to get Bybee open, which they should, because he has improved tremendously over the last 2 years to get where he is now. When, you know, he's another one that when it comes off his hand, it always looks like it's going in. You know, he's got a nice ball club. I think they're tough. They're hard-nosed. You know, typical of what we've seen from Edgewood, you know, over the years. They always have that workman mentality, and they're tough and hard-nosed and get after you on defense. And they're a different look, and they're playing some really good basketball. Brown, you know, plays extremely hard. I think that Howard, he poses a problem, of course, because of what he can do. He can step out. He can post up. He can do all that. But, you know, keeping Keto in front of us is going to be really key.
You know, last year, only 59 total shots between the two teams. You hit an even 50%, took 32 shots. Offensively now,
we want to work through Musa. We definitely want to try to see him a little more in the post, drawing some double teams and triple teams and things like that to get some open shots for everybody else. You know, I think that it'll be key for us to see how we control the paint, and then defensively, we want to just control the glass.
That's Cougar head basketball coach Andy Hodson meeting J.B. Neal for a first time tomorrow night. We'll have Chalk Talk with both coaches starting at 7 o'clock, tip at 7:30. Panthers venture over to Patriot Hall at Owen Valley tonight to look for number 15. And by the way, the Panthers, who have reeled off 8 straight, back in the coach's top 25 in the number 17 slot. In the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.